The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome in all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and we wish you a very happy hump day. It is Wednesday, so of course, the Dallas Cowboys will be back at work today, getting ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's right. The Cowboys and Eagles will square off. It is Eagles week. We will likely speak to a friend of ours from across the SB Nation network over at Bleeding Green Nation later on in the week, so you can look forward to that. You can also look forward to tomorrow, as in Thursday's episode of The Ocho, because a little birdie told me that we're going to have a very special guest, someone who has been on the show before, somebody who you likely are aware of. So again, you know, hey, well, that's what you call a tease in the biz, so to speak. So be ready for Thursday's episode of The Ocho. But today is Wednesday's episode, and we have one main thing to talk about. The Cowboys were, of course, off on Tuesday, but they did pull off something incredible. I say incredible, but you know, it is what it is at this point. On Monday, it was reported first by ESPN, then by NFL Network, that the Dallas Cowboys were shopping Everson Griffin. This is not shocking, given the fact that the Cowboys are 2-5. I do think that this is a white flag of sorts, similarly to how the Minnesota Vikings traded away Yannick Ngakoue after acquiring him right before the season began. But that report was out there. Everson Griffin, if you follow me on Twitter, you saw this. He liked a tweet on Monday, a fan saying that he was the most underrated player in the NFL. You know, hey, if he thinks that, that's okay. But the fan was connecting him, saying the Buffalo Bills should trade for Everson Griffin. So Everson liked that, either approved of the fact that he is incredibly underrated, or liked the idea of him being traded, or liked the idea of the Buffalo Bills. Who knows? But Everson Griffin was traded on Tuesday, it was reported. He is now a member of the Detroit Lions. That's right, the Dallas Cowboys trading Everson Griffin, who they signed less than 3 months ago, to Matt Patricia's squad for a 2021 conditional sixth-round draft pick. Now, this pick, the conditions for it aren't known at the time that I'm recording this. I'm recording this about 6 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday. What is known is that this pick could become a fifth-round pick for the Cowboys if certain conditions obviously are met by Everson Griffin during his time with the Detroit Lions. Look, like I said, this is what it is. I do think this is a white flag of sorts. I do think that the Cowboys have accepted that this season is not one that is going to end in confetti down in Tampa Bay for them. And honestly, that's good. We all want the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, but that's simply not going to happen this year. So you have to focus on the future. You have to get the resources that you can to properly build. And I really, you know, I know that morale is low, and I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig here, but I really applaud this move for the Cowboys. I know you're saying, dude, it's a sixth-round pick. Who cares, even if it's a fifth-round pick? I tell you what, the Cowboys got something out of Everson Griffin for about $3 million. I mean, and you know, I know you don't care about how much money they spend. And so the Cowboys signed Everson Griffin, obviously, as a free agent, and were able to trade him, were able to establish worth for him. They bought an extra, you know, we'll call it a sixth-round pick. And I applaud the move. Just because Everson Griffin did not wind up as an all-pro for the Cowboys does not mean that the move was a failure, and I hope that the Cowboys do not look at it this way. The Cowboys were very smart to bring in Everson Griffin. We all obviously seriously lauded and applauded the move at the time. Certainly there were question marks about Everson's past, but we all thought that, you know, the pass rush was going to be a strength of this team, and again, a lot has happened over the course of the last, you know, 90 or so days. But, you know, we all thought that Everson was kind of the Nas that that group needed to hit the next level. And that obviously was not the case. But when you look at the reality that the Cowboys are currently in, 2-5, no Dak Prescott, no Tyron Smith, no Lyle Collins, we could go on and on and on forever. So the season is obviously shot. I know that the NFC East is attainable, but nobody, you know, nobody wants to win the NFC East and lose at home to the Saints in the wild card round. Nobody wants that. So the fact that the Cowboys can recognize that, the fact that the Cowboys have established, okay, Randy Gregory is back, Bradley Anae is here, those are two players that we can devote those snaps to, that we can see more from in this year that is obviously lost, but still has legitimate football to be played. We talk so much about how you can't emulate those types of conditions in training camp or OTAs or preseason or anything like that. And so the next, what, 9 games are opportunities for both Randy and for Bradley to learn, to establish themselves, for the Cowboys to learn. And that's why I think this move makes sense in every capacity. On top of that, you get a 6th-round pick. And I like the aggressiveness, and yes, I'm using that word, that the Cowboys have shown in acquiring different players in different capacities. I mean, you look at, they traded a 6th-round pick themselves to get Robert Quinn. That really worked out and should net them a compensatory pick. They traded to get Michael Bennett, and obviously that kind of worked out, but obviously, you know, didn't end up with them making the playoffs or anything like that. And so Everson Griffin was a similar move of a different variety, obviously. So I applaud them for that. I applaud them for recognizing that it is not going to work out. Obviously, the trade deadline is next week, but the COVID protocols dictate that so much has to happen. Everson's first game with the Detroit Lions, because of the fact that he has to go through all the COVID protocols, will ironically come against the Minnesota Vikings, his team, for such a long time before he joined the Cowboys. And so, you know, lots of people on Twitter saying that the Cowboys might not be done trading away players. And I think that's smart. I mean, 2020 is gone, you know, and I know that there are some of you that want to win the division and have a point of pride in that. And I respect that. But I mean, when are the Cowboys' best chances of winning the Super Bowl? In 2020 with Andy Dalton, maybe, there's still no update on him, by the way, or Ben DiNucci at quarterback, or even Garrett Gilbert, or in 2021 when Dak Prescott is back, when who knows what the status of the offensive line is, but the fact that you'll have Dak Prescott back obviously changes that whole thing significantly. You can hear my dog Bear growling in the background. I know, man. I know, bud. It's tough that the Cowboys aren't the team we want them to be. Bear actually had been at a little camp with some other dogs over the last couple of days, so he's got some pent-up energy, even though he got some out. But Bear, I think ultimately Bear is sad that the Chicago Bears lost on Monday Night Football, but it is what it is. And ultimately, the Cowboys are what they are, and I respect that they can acknowledge that and they can start making moves that make sense. And so I'm interested and intrigued to see if the Cowboys will trade away any other players. I know people want to see Jalen Smith traded. That contract would be difficult to entice someone to take on, but hey, more impossible things have happened. It is Wednesday, which means we will have a new episode of Talking the Star available for you later on today here on the Blog and the Boys podcast feed. Make sure you subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast network. We are available on all major podcast networks. Simply search for Blog and the Boys, subscribe, leave a rating, and write a review. We really appreciate those more than you know. I'm RJ Ochoa. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at RJ Ochoa, and you can do me a huge favor, and you can have the absolute best Wednesday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you manana, my friends, with a very special guest. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.